Opponents say not paying back the bonds will be less costly than coughing up a total of $90 million over 8 years. They point to how Rhode Island isn't legally required to pay back moral obligation bonds. But Tavares agrees with those who say that not paying the money would hurt the state's credit rating and reputation.
I am very concerned about the impact that it could have for the state and actually for all the cities and towns as well if we don't fulfill that commitment. I think it was necessary, and I support that. I understand why it was controversial to some degree, but the alternative, I think, would have been worse.
Fellow Democrats Lincoln Chafee and Gina Raimondo also support repaying the 38 Studios bonds, as do the two leaders of the General Assembly. Legislative Republicans oppose the move. Ian Donis, Rhode Island Public Radio.